0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global buckets! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden! Yes! Jesse Diggins, yes! To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins! Goal! Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Braves offense comes alive with three home runs down in Kansas City. Trading deadline, Detroit makes the first move by acquiring Chris Paddock. Deion Sanders beats bladder cancer, but Ryan Sandberg passes away at the age of 65. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, July the 29th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder is going to join us 7:25 this morning. Our sports and performance psychologist. Matter of fact, I want to hear from you during that time period and let you ask Dr. Lauder some questions. We'll give out the number and do all that then. 805 Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Gamecocks getting ready to open up camp. We'll ask him about that and some recruiting stuff. Talk about the Ryan Sandberg unfortunate news, the Deion Sanders great news, the NFL employee that was injured last night in the shooting in New York City. Unfortunate news there. Thoughts and prayers there. We'll get into some Gamecock football, some Georgia football today. And then I've got a thought about a guy that a lot of people don't like that for some reason I like him. And that might open up a topic. We'll get into that a little bit today. The guy that will guide us through this busy Tuesday show, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to be back. Good to see you.
Good, dude. Monday good to you?
It was a good Monday. Nice and easy. Got a little nap in yesterday. Part of my recovery from all the lake time. I'm either swimming is like one of the most strenuous activities and best activities to actually get in shape, or I am incredibly out of shape, or maybe a little bit of both.
I would say swimming. I think you're in probably superior shape. I think you're pretty much the average mortal man would probably be hospitalized at this point, but you just took a nap. So I would say that you're in superior shape at this point.
It's genetics.
But that is going to show you how strenuous swimming is through all of that. But you know you have good weekends when you have to take Monday to recover from your weekends, rather than the weekends recover from the weekday. So that's good. That's how you should live life. I love that idea. Segment two today, what are we gonna get into?
There's a little bit I want to revisit from the ACC media days.
Are they ever going to come out with a media list of how they voted? Because it ended last Thursday, but here it is on Tuesday. It takes a long time to count votes in the ACC. Have you noticed that every conference has their poll out? Have you seen an ACC poll yet?
I have not, now that you bring it up.
Is anybody going to count the votes? Did they even vote on the thing?
They got a suitcase delivered very, very late on Sunday night, I guess.
Are we counting Chad's? What are we doing? They do this every year. Like, now you've lost the momentum of your media days, and now nobody cares about what you're if you're going to do this. It's crazy. But they do it every year. I don't make fun of them every year. Like,
thank goodness on account of all the other elections, it'd be like months before we knew who won political races.
And this is only, what, 400 votes or something? 600?
An if.
Yeah.
If. It's crazy. But it's like, oh, we'll make them wait on this. Oh. Anyway, so it's some ACC media days. Looking forward to that. Landon is here. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing pretty good.
Good. How's your Monday?
Not too bad. I also took a nap, actually.
That makes three of us. I got in the injury sleep bed with my little daughter yesterday. I had both of them yesterday. My son's got a little collarbone issue, man. I hope it's not broken. Because he's suffering right now, man. And missing baseball camp. And poor little fella. Say a prayer for him. But the nap's good, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was an unplanned nap, actually.
Really?
I got home from, you know, work and just kind of laid down. And next thing you know, I woke up and it was dinner time. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, man, that's it. So how long was your nap?
I think it was about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh, man, that's a good count. Well, how long was yours over there?
3.5.
Oh, man. See, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good stuff. Yeah, can't beat that. Yesterday, besides the kids and having a great time with them, my little daughter, I can't wait for y'all to get to meet her on the air a little bit. She's something now. First of all, she's the most polite little thing. She's 23 months old. She'll turn 2 years old in a few weeks. But she's a little polite little thing. Like, you make her, like, she'll ask for a Capri Sun. And I'll get it when she'll, thank you, Daddy. I mean, everything's thank you, and please, and sorry. And if anybody ever sneezes or coughs, God bless you, Dada. I mean, everything. What a polite little angel she is. Sassy now. Sassy. Let's get that straight. But what a little angel she is. We have a good time with her. And then Drake and I went to the store yesterday, and he wanted to do some storm chasing. The only thing is there's no storms. Here's the thing. It looks like it's going to rain every day at my house. It looks like it's going to pour every day at my house. Well, you live within a half a mile of me. It never rains at our house.
Around 5:30, it looked like a storm was coming.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
A weather channel. It's coming. Get ready. It never rains. Today, 40% chance of rain today, 40% chance of rain. It will not rain. It never rains. I got home from Scotland like July the 10th. Hadn't rained since. It's not going to rain. Never rains. 3 weeks, not going to rain. So we'll get our hopes up high today that it'll rain, but it won't. Might rain on either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You see the weather for, I told you this yesterday. Friday's high is 91, Saturday's high is 77, Sunday's 76. Then 81 and 86. Then we get back in the 90s again. That's crazy. The unfortunate news, man, Ryan Sandberg, that broke my heart yesterday. Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Famer, second baseman for the Chicago Cubs, died of prostate cancer. Had some chemo and some radiation treatments back in 2024 that said he was cancer-free, but it had metastasized throughout his body. And just unfortunate news there. He announced in December that it had spread to other organs. And one of the all-time greats, one of the all-time great Cubs, a guy that was Mr. Cub in my day, a guy that had 2,300 hits and 282 RBIs and 1,061 runs batted in, a guy that hit 285 in his career, a guy that was 10-time All-Star, a guy that was the most valuable player in 1984, 9 Golden Gloves, 7 Silver Slugger Awards, led the National League in home runs, retired jersey by the Cubs, Hall of Famer of the Cubs, and the Professional Baseball Hall of Fame. One of the all-time greats, Ryan Sandberg, also went on to be a manager with the Phillies for a few years. Sandman. Ryan Sandberg, 65 years old. So sad to see that. Growing up watching Harry Carey announce him and Sean Dunstan in that double play combination for the Cubs all those years. Beloved baseball guy passes away. On the other side of it, or the other bad news is we had the gunman enter the NFL offices or a building in a house of NFL offices and killed 4 people, including an off-duty police officer. Before turning the gun on himself, and he apparently, I heard this morning, that was a targeted attack on the NFL's office, and the gunman had blamed CTE and blamed the NFL for his mental condition. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all those involved and all the NFL employees. One of the employees seriously injured in that deadly shooting, and so thoughts and prayers go out there. on the other side of it, great news about Deion Sanders. He said that he had battled and now he's beat bladder cancer. He had a tumor removed from his bladder and now there are no traces of the cancer and he's going to coach this season. And great stuff from him. And we knew that he had had some physical issues. We did not know that that was bladder cancer. And thank goodness that surgery was successful. And thoughts and prayers continue to go out with him. And obviously college football needs him, but great news there. Braves got great news yesterday. Homers by Acuna Jr., by Riley, and by Ozuna. The Braves pounded out 10 hits and 9 runs and held on. They gave up a bunch of runs late, but they held on. As Strider got his 5th win of the year, got his ERA down to 3.71 and allowed just 2 runs. And the bullpen came in and did the rest, but the Braves won their 45th game, climbing within 15 games of 500. You got walked off, man. I'm sorry to see that. It really broke my heart that you guys got beat. The Red Sox. That you're in the record books now.
Yep.
Yeah, the team with the most walk-off losses this year.
Yep.
10.
Yeah, I'm sure you felt so terrible about it.
I tossed and turned for 2 or 3 seconds last night.
Yeah.
Yankees are on a bad deal right now. Rays beat Yankees 4-2. That ain't good. Orioles 11-4 over the Blue Jays. The Tigers, who made the big move yesterday. Get your thoughts on that. By the way, Chris Paddock, good pickup from the Twins. Right-handed pitcher. Tigers beat the D-backs 5-1. Trying to recover a little bit there. Rockies over the Guardians 8-6. Sorry, Sam. Dodgers, a tiny, got the big late hit against the Reds. They beat the Reds 5-2. As I told you before, Twins walk off against the Red Sox 5-4. Brewers doubled up the Cubs 8-4. White Sox triple up the Phillies 6-2. Cardinals beat the Marlins 7-1. Nationals beat the Astros 2-1. It was a Rangers 6-4. Angels 6-4 of the Rangers. Padres beat the Mets 7-6. Pirates 6-5 over the Giants and the Mariners down to A's 3-1. We have we're going to talk some football today. Now, remember yesterday, I gave you the strengths and weaknesses for Clemson, my things I'm most concerned about and things that I feel the best about. We're going to do that for the Gamecocks and the Bulldogs today, for our two local teams today. And got a little win game plan for you today as well. And then, I want you guys to think of this. There's a guy in college football that I was reminded yesterday. That's why I went down a rabbit hole of some videos and some old videos. And there's a man in college football right now that I like that really not a lot of people like. And I don't know why I like. Well, I do know why I like. I like him because I know him and he never really jumped me, but he jumped everybody else. But there's a man in college football that is back that I'm going to tell you about why I like him and who I like him. And then be thinking of this. Who in sports do you like but you know that a lot of people don't like? And why? And we might even go vice versa. Like, who don't you like? Everybody likes. I told you this before. The one guy that everybody loves in golf, that I found not everybody wants to mention this, is Colt Knost, the announcer. And his nasally, whiny little voice of every man, little short, fat man, everybody wants to be him. And he's like your neighbor announcing golf and, you know, the common man guy. And he plays that card overplays that card. But anyway, I thought more people liked him than I realized. But anyway, that's mine. So be thinking about the other side of that, too. Like, who does everybody like that you don't like? So we're getting both of those coming up. Hey, our great friends at Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. Upcountry Fiber and UpcountryFiber.com does an absolutely tremendous job. We totally believe in Upcountry Fiber. We think that Upcountry Fiber is the very best in high-speed internet. Upcountry Fiber does the job that so many want to do, and they're providing this unbelievable customer service. I got a letter from a CEO of a major company about their customer service, how they're going to reinvest in that. Well, here's the thing about Upcountry Fiber. They don't have to reinvest. They've already invested, and it's already gone great. We love Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution in your high-speed internet, for your home phones, for your office phones. Think about our friends, Upcountry Fiber and UpcountryFiber.com. And those are the five upstate counties of South Carolina. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, segment 2, talking ACC media days and somewhere finding the lost vote. Were they shipwrecked? Can we send out a search and rescue crew? Can somebody find the votes from the ACC, the preseason media poll? Is anybody even close? Did they announce it, by the way? Did I miss it? I don't think I missed it. If I did, then they did the worst job ever. Because I still hadn't seen it. And I've seen monkeys fall out of trees by smelling their butt. I've seen babies laughing. I've seen giraffes licking people in the face after wanting to get... I've seen everything else on the internet. I just hadn't seen the ACC media days. And what that vote sounds like. You think if it's basketball, they wait 6 days to get it out?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Just check. Short break. We'll come back. Much more on the other side after this.
Once active and adventurous, Stephanie was sidelined by joint pain. She was losing touch with what gave her real joy.
I want to stay active, and if I don't do something now to feel better, that will keep me out hiking and running and doing all those activities, my health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural, regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tiger Town Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd, with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit clemsonchamber.org for more information.
Experience unbeatable value at Toyota of Easley. Kick off your summer with incredible low rates and loyalty cash on a new Toyota Camry. Choose from their huge selection on the lot and drive home today in your new Camry. If you need new tires, take advantage of their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Little League International presents the Senior League World Series July 26th through August 2nd at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. See teams from Australia, Asia, Latin America, Europe, Canada, and the U.S. compete for the Senior League World Series Championship among the world's best 13 to 16-year-olds. 12 teams playing with the championship August 2nd. Join thousands and cheer on these great young players. The Senior League World Series in Easley July 26th through August 2nd.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing.
Our great friends at Greer Flooring Center, I am on there now, looking at now the floor visualizer thing is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You take a picture of your floor and I mean, of your home, your room you're worried about dealing with, and then you put this up now and you try to visualize this thing together, what your floors could look like in colors and the color schemes. And man, that's really cool. Great technology there. Get the best products. We're talking about the luxury vinyl and the hardwoods and carpets and laminates and tile and area rugs. They do an incredible job there. Their people are really amazing. They've been doing this now since. For 35 years, and it's their people, man. It is their people. You're going to have access to the very best when it comes to those consultants. They're going to help you out. And then the installers are amazing, and the work you'll see, the craftsmanship you'll see, and all that's going to be amazing. And so get in touch with them. You're going to love Greer Flooring Center in Greer and right here at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway. And Greer, check them out, 469-5947. Our great friends at Greer Flooring Center. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
So just for the listeners out there, we did a little bit of, not math, but I guess history work during the break just to kind of figure out what happened last year. With the media polls last year, we had July 31st, which was the following Wednesday from ACC Media Days, in which the preseason poll was released, meaning... tomorrow is probably when we're going to finally see the ACC preseason football poll for this year. Maybe you did ask me what's the logic behind that? What's the strategy? Maybe to be the last news story in the cycle.
Yeah, I want to be the last because now, I mean, I just tweeted at him. Okay, my tweet says. At the ACC, the media days ended on Thursday, and we still don't have a media poll or preseason all ACC teams. Did anyone collect the votes? Did anyone count them? Like, are any plans to release this before the season starts? Like, that's it. Let's be the last. That'd be good. The SEC's already done theirs. The Big Ten's already done theirs. The Pac-12's already done theirs. Let's be the last one. It's like everybody's waiting on this one. Oh, man. The drama's building. What did the ACC media decide? Like, what? Is it even important enough? Did anybody even show up for the event? Did we have media there?
I did see that there was a 50% increase in media passes requested for the event. Which, again, you need to capitalize on that. When you have people's attention, when you're part of the news cycle, which is hard for the ACC to do in recent years, you need to run with it. That's called momentum, and you capitalize on that. And I mean, they're not going to manufacture talking points through a media poll, but it's one more piece of interesting information that's relevant to the season.
It's just typical of what this league is and how is handled compared to other leagues. You think they'd be waiting this long on basketball?
Absolutely not.
We do this in football for some reason.
The closest thing that we have, and I'm not going to use preseason polls from other media outlets. We'll just wait for the ACCs. That'll be something y'all can talk about probably Thursday because it's probably going to come out at noon tomorrow.
Sure.
But CBS Sports, they do have, this came out July 26th, they ranked all of the ACC coaches, and they do this every year, so they're able to say, last year, this is where we had this coach in the preseason. No surprise that you have Dabo Swinney coming in at number one. I'll let you guess. Number two this year.
Now, who voted on this? What is this now?
Now, this is CBS Sports.
Okay, CBS Sports.
This is Chip Patterson, specifically.
All right.
This is his personal rankings. But I think this is fairly accurate. He's not putting a lot of bias in here, and he's showing where he had these coaches ranked last year and how it has adjusted since last sure. season.
Sure. All right. There's only I'm gonna pick one, but under consideration, Cristobal, Lashley, Braum, Brent Key, and Belichick. And I'm saying he's going to go with Rhett Lashley.
So those coaches that you mentioned, those five coaches, those are four of the next five coaches he has ranked. The one that's
Manny
not on
Diaz
there.
Diaz would be on there maybe. No?
No. He has Bill Belichick as number 12.
Really?
And that's why I think this is very accurate.
All right. All right.
Okay. He's a great NFL coach.
Yeah.
You know? What's he done in the ACC? Oh. What's he done in North Carolina? He's created a lot of headlines, that's for sure. Number two is Jeff Braum.
Okay.
Number three is Mario Cristobal.
Right.
Number four, Rhett Lashley.
All right.
Number five, Mike Norvell.
Over Brent Key?
Brent Key, number six.
Hold up. You missed this, by the way, last week. We did a win game, Will Clinton, and I'm still waiting on Georgia pushback, and I still haven't got this yet. We did a win game last week for every ACC team. We did it on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and two things happened. Number one, I thought I was going to shock the world when I picked Georgia Tech to go 11-1, beat Georgia, make the college football playoff. However, Landon picked 11-1 as well. Sam picked 10-2, and then I go on this college football home thing on Twitter, and they say Georgia Tech 11-1 college football playoff. I thought I was the only one. Come to find out, the media darling right now is Brent Key and Georgia Tech. And look at what he's doing and how fast he's doing it. And the idea that Mike Norvell's ahead of Brent Key? Come on, man. Not even close. Key, 4-4 as an interim. And then 7-6 and 7-6, but at Georgia Tech in a complete rebuild compared to Norvell, who's had one good season and much better situation of taking over a much better program. Mike Norvell, I'll ask you, if you're hiring right now, you're hiring Mike Norvell, you're hiring Brent Key?
Brent Key.
All right. And Brent Key wouldn't go 13-1 one year and 2-10 the next. Brent Key's not had three losing seasons. Remember that now. He's had two great seasons there. Mike Norvell has in 10-3 and 13-1. He's also had 3-6, 5-7, and 2-10. He's had three losing seasons in 5 years.
At Florida State, nonetheless.
Yeah. By the way, Brent Key, ACC, he's 14-9 in his days. Mike Norvell in the ACC, 20-20. He's got perfect vision. He's 20-20.
Okay.
So, no, get that mess out of here. Brent Key's a much better football coach than Mike Norvell. And if you ask anybody in the league who'd you rather have, you go Brent Key.
I think you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. Who else? Keep going down the list for me.
At number seven, one of the biggest.
Let me guess. Seven is either Fran Brown, Manny Diaz, Narduzzi, Bill O'Brien.
Huh? None.
Really? Who you got?
This coach was at number three in this same ranking last year.
Dave Doran. No way. No way, man. No way. You'd much rather have...
Number eight, Pat Narduzzi.
Yep, better football coach than Doran.
Number nine, Manny Diaz.
Too early to tell at Duke yet. We'll see.
This year's going to tell us a lot about Manny Diaz.
Yeah.
9-3 last year, though.
Yeah.
Number 10, Fran Brown. So you're very close.
All right, but let me give you the Manny Diaz story, too, okay? 9-3 last year. I get it. Let me just give you the true scoop of the 9-3. With a high-priced quarterback they went overpaid for last year, the nine wins included no ranked teams. Matter of fact, he only played three ranked teams. He lost in overtime to 22nd-ranked SMU, 5th-ranked Miami beat them 53-31, and 14th-ranked Ole Miss beat them 52-20. He won every close game he could win outside of the SMU game. He lost down at Georgia Tech to Brent Key, but he beat Elon, a bad Northwestern team, UConn, Middle Tennessee State, North Carolina, a bad North Carolina team, a bad Florida State team, a bad NC State team, a bad Virginia Tech team, a bad Wake Forest team. He won 9 games last year, but he didn't beat a soul. He beat tomato cans last year. So let's don't prove that thing right yet. And he took over a pretty good program because Duke was in pretty good shape. So
their roster is head and shoulders better than they were 10 years ago.
Yes. And Duke continued. Fran Brown's got to be in there, man. What a job he did in year one. 10 wins in year one. How could you have Fran Brown behind Manny Diaz?
That I don't know.
I mean, they beat Miami.
I don't know. That's true.
Fran Brown last year, you know, he won 10 games. Make sure I'm not saying this. And had a better win than Manny Diaz had in year one. And took over, I think, a worse program. Right? As far as the losses go, he lost to Stanford by 2. He lost to 19th-ranked Pittsburgh, and he lost to Boston College by 6. You know, they could have been in the college football playoffs and beat Stanford and Boston College. And they beat 6th-ranked Miami. Won their bowl game, finished ranked. They beat 23rd-ranked Georgia Tech, beat 25th-ranked UNLV. Fran Brown did a better job in year one than Manny Diaz did. So, now year two won't be the case because they'll be down this year. That schedule's murder this year.
That's going to be tough for Syracuse, yeah.
All right, who else you got?
We'll continue with you being very, very accurate. Number 11, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Haven't done anything yet there, but yeah.
Yeah, and he's gonna have a tough time this year as well.
Can you imagine like Bill O'Brien? And here's a thought landing on this thing. So you weren't privy to this. I want climbers like Brent Key's a climber. Fran Brown's a climber. I think Manny Diaz is still climbing, even though the Duke's job's not as good as Miami's job. My thing is, I don't want to hire a guy who's already had a better job than the job I'm going to hire him for. All right, I want a climber. Can you imagine like Bill O'Brien and Bill Belichick preparing like to work that week and game plans that week. I mean, I know they're ultra competitive. I get it. But with that said, like you've already coached in Super Bowls, and now I've got to go coach against Northwestern or against Fordham. You know, like that's not climbing. I want guys that like this week. Man, this is a big game in my career. This is a big game for my program, my team. The idea that that's what Fran Brown's doing, right? That's what Brent Key's doing. What Belichick and O'Brien mean, like, I've already coached the NFL, I've coached the Super Bowl, I've coached the playoff games. Like, what's this?
Yeah.
Is that exciting? Your juice is flowing? I want climbers. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, Fran Brown, Brent Key, if they go 5-7 in back-to-back years, that could put a huge hit on their careers moving forward.
100%.
But Bill O'Brien, he'll get another chance if he wants to, if that happens.
Yeah. Where's Cristobal in this list?
Number 3.
Oh, 3. Oh, I already mentioned him. Okay. All right. Overrated, by the way. But go ahead.
agreed. Number 12, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Not a climber, though.
Not a climber.
Number 13, Justin Wilcox at Cal.
I think he's a good football coach. He's got a bad situation. And he's got a bad geographical situation now. But I'll tell you this. His teams are prepared. And he gets the most of what he's got. I think Justin Wilcox, another time, another place, be a really good football coach. At Cal right now, not so much.
They had a just disastrous offseason.
Yeah.
They lost a lot of players to the transfer portal. Yeah. Number 14, Jake Dickert at Wake Forest.
Just don't know enough about him yet. He did a great job at Washington State, but why come to Wake Forest? Is Wake Forest a better job than Washington State? East Coast, never been over here before. It's an interesting hire. It's a very interesting hire.
If you can turn him around,
yeah,
makes you look a whole lot better.
A different place, a different part of the country, a different conference, a different doing. Yeah.
That just, like you're saying, it just depends. And you're kind of going into a part where Wake Forest is on the downtrend, not really the uptrend. So maybe he brought a lot of his Washington State guys with him, though. So who knows?
You got 4 more on here, right?
Got 3 more.
Three more.
Brent Pry, Virginia Tech.
How did they get the hire wrong again? Like, that's two in a row, man. Like, it's been wrong. And you can't afford another one. Pry won't make it there. I hate to pry in their business, but he won't make it there. And you got the hire wrong.
Which is surprising, because at the time he seemed like a Virginia
Tech
guy.
They all seem like they're all Virginia Tech guys. They all seem like, well, this is our guy. This is going to be the one. And then we all, you hire a guy, oh, man, this guy's going to turn us around. You only got one more?
Two more.
Okay.
Number 16, Tony Elliott.
Yeah.
UVA.
Yeah, bad situation. Yeah.
Tough job.
Yeah.
And lastly, because there's 17 teams in the ACC football league this year.
Yeah.
Number 17, Stanford. Last place, Frank Reich at Stanford.
Yeah. Who knows, man? That's right. We got three pro coaches because Frank Reich's coming. Because the Stanford guy messed the thing up. Yeah. And that's an interim type deal, though. Like, he won't be there.
I think he's said he's only going to be there for 1 year.
Yeah. That's a hard situation, man. You think what happens? Does he coach his last game at Stanford before the ACC preseason media poll comes out or after the ACC media poll comes out?
I hope it's after, but
did that collective, first of all, did the media vote this year?
We'll have to ask Faxon and Kwok.
Did they collect the votes?
That we can't verify.
Did they count the votes? And are they planning on releasing the votes? The people want to know. Short break. Zeke, Delvin, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you much when you come back right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, You get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Mr. Rage here, inviting you to join 1987 Greater Jacksonville Hula Hoop Contest winner Ramona and all the Ragers as we continue to discuss college football. Now looking at the weaknesses and questions of the nation's top teams. Yeah, they all have them. We talk Strider and the Braves as we continue to wait for the snicker dismissal. Join us on Tuesday for Road Rage starting at 3 p.m.
Beat the heat with unbeatable takes. This is The Roar, where every day is game day.
You're not in the Harmon Lumber family. Y'all are hot dogs, not lumber. All right, just making sure.
Yep.
Harmon Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. We love Harmon Lumber. We love HarmonLumber.com. I was a customer, a client. These people were amazing. HarmonLumber.com. Harmon Lumber. Remember the number if you want the very best installed services. You upstate builders, your modern handyman. You want a partner. You want a lumber yard that's going to be there for you with every single delivery on time and on budget and meeting exactly what you want. You're going to love our great friends at Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. My friend Zeke checking in on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Zeke. Thanks for hanging through that segment. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mickey. Just to let you know, those ballots are coming. They'll be there.
You sure?
They'll come out soon.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
I mean, can you imagine if basketball waited a week to release the results?
It's just conference is a joke, man. The leadership is a joke, so nothing new. Here's my question for you. We're 2.5 weeks out. How are you feeling about the upcoming season for your Manchester United?
All right, I'm gonna answer that in a second, but let me ask you this. The report came out last week. North Carolina kind of playing a little footsie. A little SEC talk. I think you're going to embrace that, aren't you? That good that basketball league is now, as good as you want to be, man, in football?
I just want the money.
Yeah.
I just want the money.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I want fourth. I mean, listen, we're not good in football in the SEC, so what's the matter if we're not good in football in the SEC?
Yeah.
But if I get more money, if I get more money, Nicky, then I got a chance of being better in basketball. So, yeah. I'm all for the – plus, if I'm going to lose in football, I want some better road trips.
Yeah, be fun. And you get the best basketball league now and all that. Yeah, do that for sure. Hey, here's the thing.
Go get the money.
Every year I read all the Manchester United tabloids and how, oh, man, Hoglund's going to be great and this guy's coming in is going to be great and Anthony's going to be great and they all suck. This and Bomo kid, and Bamo kid, whatever, I don't know. Matthias Cunha, I don't know, man. I believe I watched him the other night beat West Ham, I guess it was, maybe 2-1 or West Brom, maybe 2-1, but I don't know. I'll tell you this. I was in Scotland for 10 days, and I asked all these the caddies over there, and you know, that's all they follow, and they said, look, it has nothing to do with talent, man. This is a culture issue you guys have there, and it's been culture for a long time. I don't know why. I don't know how you get out of that.
No, I agree 100%. It is a culture problem. And I think you just got to get rid of a lot and bring new in and change. You got to change the culture.
Yeah,
that's one thing Klopp did at Liverpool, and Arne Frank continue to do that. We're heading over next year, Mickey, to We're going to do 2 days in England, four in Ireland, and four in Scotland.
Oh, you're going
to
love it.
And going to go to Anfield and grab a little Liverpool Manchester United match.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But I was going to say real quick, I'm with you on the coaches. I was surprised Belichick was that high at number 12. I mean, like the guy hadn't coached a bit in college. And I'm with you, man. I like grouchers. I like climbers. I like guys that are hungry. How hungry can you be with a bunch of Super Bowl rings on your fingers? I would say the only thing I would say is that sometimes when you get older, you and I know this, Mickey, and now he's in his 70s, it's a fresh start and your last chance, and that can get you excited. But like you, man, I want guys that, man, are just rising and climbing and hungry. And that next game is the most exciting and biggest thing they've ever coached in. I like that type of energy as well. So I'm going to ask one question, and I'm going to hang up and just list you off the air. What are your thoughts that, you know, I think that first game for North Carolina, Monday night, ESPN, only game of the day and night, I think it's a game that sets the tone. I just want to get your thoughts on that matchup, and I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Zeke. Appreciate the phone call. You know what? Maybe more than, by the way, that's TCU, so he's talking about. Maybe more than Belichick is the staff. And so the defensive coordinator is Steve Belichick. And his other son, Brian Belichick, is the defensive back coach. He can kind of set this thing up, this Lou Holtz, Skip Holtz kind of a deal, right? Where the legend comes back. Freddie Kitchens is the offensive coordinator. I think Will Friend, very experienced offensive line coach. Garrett McGee, experienced wide receiver coach. Natron Means coming back to coach the running backs. So he's got some experience there up and down that staff. We'll see how that works out for him. Don't know how, but we'll see. Decent staff, I feel like. The TCU thing, you know, North Carolina's going to be favored, aren't they? I don't know. Here's the thing, though, about North Carolina. Like, how do you know? You got every transfer in the world at every position in the world. Like, how in the world do you know what that looks like?
Well, that's,
especially in game one.
That's most teams. Yeah. They do have 70 new players.
Out of over 100, but really out of like 85.
And 30 transfers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
TCU currently favored by 3 points in that game, but we are a long way out.
I guess it's Gio Lopez at quarterback, the South Alabama quarterback. I guess it's going to be Gio Lopez. I guess he'll be throwing to maybe Jordan Shipp, maybe. I guess who's the running back there? Galls coming back as a sophomore. Who on defense, 9 of the 11 listed starters I got in front of me right now are newcomer transfers. 9. So, I mean, I could go back and watch film on Smith Vilbert from Penn State. How much did he play? He had 4 tackles at Penn State. He is a what year were we talking about? Redshirt senior. Had 4 tackles at Penn State. Got to go search long and hard to know what kind of player he's going to be. C.J. Mims had 4 tackles as a sophomore over at East Carolina. Starting defensive tackle. I don't know. De'Andre Robinson had 7 tackles at Florida as the other defensive tackle. Is he going to be a good player? I don't know. Price Yates had 12 tackles at UConn. Is he going to be a good player? I don't know, man. You guys know? I mean, how do you know that's your defensive line? Starting defensive line. All brand new newcomers. 9 guys. On your 2 deep on offense, 12 transfers, new transfers, and 2 true freshmen on your 2 deep. Like, how do you know? I don't know. We'll see. 654 Roar, Mike's and Anderson. Mike, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for getting me in, Mick. I had a couple of questions since you guys are talking about Belichick. Quack was talking yesterday on his show about the ACC media days, and I know you don't follow that very closely anymore. You've had your time at it. And the media days, it's not that important. as Spurrier says, it's talking season. But Clark was talking about that Belichick did not even appear at media days. Did I hear him correctly?
No, he was
I
there.
I mean, is he still great? He doesn't have to do that?
No, he was there. He was there.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah, he was
okay.
there.
Well, I guess I misunderstood.
Yeah.
But how good was Belichick after Brady left?
Oh, wasn't
he
good
wasn't
at
very
all.
Good,
no,
was
he? Wasn't very good at all. But that doesn't mean he's a bad football coach. That means that Tom Brady was great.
That's right.
You know, that's look, right. Maybe there's part of me says that if you can coach, you can coach. You can coach at high school, you can coach at college, coach at NFL. Who knows? Part of me says the games is different. Dealing with all the other different stuff. But part of me says the college game now has changed to where you're more like a pro coach anyway. But the energy level needed, maybe he's one of these extra energy guys at 73 years old that can come in and do that. Maybe he surrounds himself with a good staff. Maybe he's energized to prove the people wrong, motivated to do that. I don't know. All that is to be determined. It's a fascinating season, fascinating situation. But am I getting the 2014, 16, and 18 Bill Belichick? That won three Super Bowls in those years, or am I getting the 4-13 2023 Bill Belichick, or the 8-9 2022 Bill Belichick, or the 7-9 right. 2020 Bill Belichick? Like, there's a lot in there, man. I don't know.
If you were a gambler, if you had to make a bet, your life depended on it, or whatever. What's your take on what he will do this year? You think he will succeed? Will it be a joke? What's your take on it? What do you think will happen, Mickey?
I'm not dodging the question, Mike, but I just don't know enough. Nah. And so, like, I would not have thought that Deion Sanders would have worked, and it worked. I would have thought that – give me an example of guys who didn't work that came back. I would have thought that – I don't know, other guys that would work – that hadn't worked. Does he have the support at North Carolina? I think he does. So I think he's going to get all the monetary support he needs. What's the current talent level? I have no idea because there's so many transfers. The schedule is very doable. Matter of fact, there is a decent chance that Clemson will be the only ranked team he plays this year. So could he get off to a good start? And could he get momentum and get energized and build some positive publicity in his program and then go recruit a little bit better and all that? Yeah, could he get the NIL money? Yeah, all those are on the table, sure. Could he come in there and it go bad in year one and him lose interest in year one and think, hey, man, this ain't for me? Yeah, that could happen too. I have no idea. My guess is that the schedule, which, by the way, is TCU, Charlotte, Richmond, Central Florida, Clemson's the tough one, obviously, wow. Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake Forest, Duke, NC State. You know, maybe Duke's better than him, maybe. But there's only two teams on there that you go, they might be underdogs in. So maybe he gets energized by all that. The other part of it is maybe he sees, hey, wait a minute, man, this is garbage. This is a lower level. These guys aren't, they're having to go to school, they're having to do this stuff. I don't like this. I think all those are on the table. I just don't know which way it's going to turn.
Okay. One quick other quick question. I ain't gonna let you go. I know you're up against break. What year did Brent Venables? What was Brent's first season at Death Valley? Do you remember? Was it 14, 13, 12? When was it?
Yeah, Brent Venables' first year at Clemson was 12.
Okay. All right. See, his first season. Did he make a? And I can't remember. I'm sure he did. Because he's one of the best ever coached the defensive side of the ball. Did he make a major improvement his first year, or did it take him 2 years, 3 years? How long did it take to improve the defense when he got here?
I'm going to look that up right now for you, Mike. It's going to take me a couple seconds here. So let me do. I'm going to get it for the top of the hour. How about that?
Okay. Thanks a lot,
buddy. Thanks an awful lot too. While I do that. I want to tell you about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Just give me a couple seconds to look this up. Prime Lending does an incredible job for you. You're going to love Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. These people are amazing. They do great work for you when it comes to getting you the very best mortgages that are out there. Prime Lending is a company that I've trusted with my last two mortgages, and I'll continue to trust. We love Prime Lending. Love PrimeLendingSC.com. Prime Lending does an absolutely phenomenal job, and it's going to show for you. Get one of three estimates. and they'll knock your socks off. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. So, quickly on the subject of how did he turn things around, all right? In 2012, the year before he got there, let's do points per game. The year before he got there, in 2011, they gave up 29 points a game, and this year they gave up 24 points a game. Now, he got it down to 13 points a game, but there was a five-point improvement in year one. Total yards or yards per game, yards per game. The year before he got there, they gave up 394. He gave it 396, so and then 356 down to 260. It took him a little time for yards per game through that, for total yards. And then the other ones, you know, I can look at and tell you, but like rushing yards per game went from 176 to 155, passing yards per game from 217 up to 240. So mixed bag there. It took him a little bit of time to get things done. And obviously they got a lot better as they got better. Players, too. When the Christian Wilkins and the Dexter Lawrences came, they tend to got better. Delvin, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Hour number two when you come back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.